रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 19 मदर सीता. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. द रॉयल जानकी कॉट साइट ऑफ हर कैप्टर रावणा हु केम टू पे हर अ विजिट अंडर द इररेसिस्टिबल इंपल्स ऑफ हिज अनहोली लव फॉर हर dressed in all the pomp and paraphernalia of royalty and in the glorious bloom of eternal youth and beauty, a paragon of wifely virtue trembled in all her limbs as a tender plantain in the mighty grasps of Gale. Then, as if by instinct, she hid her lovely form as best as she might, leaving nothing exposed to the burning glances of Dashanana. She sat there in wild expectation of what may befall her, her eyes blinded with hot tears. Meanwhile, the Lord of Lanka drew near and beheld Sita in the midst of her captors, tossed to and fro by her overmastering grief, like a lordly vessel buffeted by heaving billows and slowly yielding herself to her fate. Seated on the bare earth without a single ornament or jewel, though fashioned by nature to lend a charm to the most precious and rarest of gems, her dirt and dust her only decoration, she sat there dim and dull of hue, even like a lotus stalk caked with mud, just revealing here and there a sign of its beauty. She could not clasp in her arms the flesh of her beloved Rama, the soul of all beings, but she yoked to the chariot of her mind the fleet-winged course of thought and was with him in a moment. Worn of face, bedimmed with tears, lonely and friendless, she could find no time enough to bewail of her Lord and contemplate his illimitable virtues. She knew not when the hour of her deliverance may strike. She knew not any other friend and protector except her Raghava. He was her God, her Lord, her hope here and hereafter. The mate of the king of Nagas, under the irresistible influence of potent spells and struggling vainly against her fate, the constellation Rohini in the cruel grip of Ketu, a bright ornament of noble and virtuous house, but married to a man of low birth and mean habits. Fair fame besmirched by leprous fingers of slander, the holy signs of the Vedas gradually decaying from disuse, bright renown on the wane, earnestness and faith sinking under the crushing blows of ridicule, service to the Lord sinking under carelessness and neglect, hopes and desires barren of results, profits and gains far, far below expectation, the commands of the master defied and set at naught, the quarters all ablaze at inauspicious moments, the articles of worship made away with by unholy hands, the lovely lotus blackened with fire of frost, an army widowed of its braves, brilliance and glory darkened, a river whose bed is stranger to cool and refreshing waters, the sacred fireplace polluted by impure things, mighty flames sunk into ashes, the night of the full moon bereft of its queen in the cruel clutches of Rahu, a lotus pool in which mad elephants worked their will and tore up the stalks, trampled the flowers and frightened away the gentle birds, the sweet waters of a stream hustled away by the raging flood, the tender lotus uprooted and thrown on the ground, the fierce heat drinking up its life waters, the lordly she-elephant driven away from the side of its mate and lashed firmly, the strong posts and heaving hot sighs of impotent grief. Thus, and many a wise did Lady Sita impress the beholders of a long black braid, like a forest glade lined with a helpless tree, blackening under the grip of winter. Long a stranger to bath or decorations, she shone not as she would, like the dark fortnight. Most delicately brought up, most delicately fashioned of form and limb, her home was rightly in palaces adorned with gold and gems. She was worn out to a shadow through fast and care, fear and constant meditation upon her beloved. her heart a stranger to joy and water her only fair. She ever raised clasped hands of prayer to the deity of her choice, that her Rama should lay low the cruel Ravana in battle. Of spotless purity of thought, word and deed, star-eyed and dark lashes to match them, she bewailed her fate in that it delayed to bring to her side those who could and would deliver her from this cruel captivity. And Ravana the wicked sought to seduce her heart and cast a veil over her soul by soft and sweet words, glowing hopes and promises through which ran a vein of deceit and guile. But he thought and took the shortest way to his own ruin and extinction. For he knew not that the Lady Janaki followed the same law of life that Sri Rama set it to himself, and was torn with grief being cruelly separated from his side. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunakti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.